We're doing Pirkei Avot together with the Jewish home, and we're up to the second chapter, the 14th Mishnah. This is towards the end of the second chapter. In many editions, this is the 14th Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar says the following: Hevei Shakud Lilmod Torah. A person has to be diligent to learn Torah. V'dama shetashiv lapikos. And a person should know what answers he's going to give to a person who does not believe in the mitzvos, in the way of Hashem. V'da lifnei mi ata amel, and you should know who you're working before. Umi ubal melachtcha sheyishalem lechaschar pulatecha, and who's going to pay you the wages when you get the work done. So Rabbi Eliezer tells us, hevei shakud lilmod Torah. A person must learn Torah with diligence. So, the simple understanding is, you have to review. Most often guys come, they learn, they walk out, they forget. Come back the next day, learn, walk out, forget again. And very little sticks. The only way snow sticks is if snow falls on the same spot time and again. The only way Torah sticks is if you hit the Torah at the same spot time and again, you review what you're learning. There's no other way to retain. A person has to take notes, he has to try to synthesize information, and the key here is consistency. So consistency is something that us men have a very hard time with. It's something similar to the physical world, where one man in one shot has tremendous millions of sperm cells coming out. He can impregnate a million women potentially in one shot. And a woman holds on to a seed and she takes one baby at a time and she develops it. That Hashem created us men where we love to start creation. We love to start things. Every man has in his shed, in his garage, he has a million projects. He's starting, he's planning. Just look at every man's tool chest. He's got all the tools because maybe one day, and he will, and somehow. We all have the projects we're starting. For some people, it's in the internet. How many? I wonder if they did a research, how many men buy domain names and women buy domain names. I'm willing to bet men out buy women about 10 to 1. Because men have all these plans. They're going to do all these things. Men are very good at starting things, and we have a very hard time being consistent. And women are the exact opposite. The natural tendency of a woman is to take something and not expand as much as a man, but nurture it and develop it. And that's why women can mother a baby for so long. A man, okay, can continue. He's got a million other things that are important in his life. The woman, she nurtures, she focuses, she connects. Hevei shakud. He doesn't say shkod lilmod Torah. He says hevei shakud. Be a diligent person to learn Torah. Diligence is a trait. And it's a trait we have to develop within ourselves. The trait of reviewing what we've learned, the trait of reinvesting, the trait of focusing, the trait of consistency. And it's a weakness that men have. It's our strength, but it's also our weakness. Our strength is our capacity to diversify, to start a million projects. Our weakness, because if we don't follow them through, then what do we have? We have a million started projects and nothing that's brought to fruition. So a person has to work on this trait within himself. Within the home, this is another area of difficulty, and that is that women very quickly learn that they can't have confidence in their husbands. Husband says, I'll do it all. I'll pack, we'll go for Shabbos, I'll unpack, I'll buy the food. He has a million plans of all the things he's going to do. I'll help you for Shabbos, I'll do the shopping, I'll do the cooking, I'll do the cleaning. And a day later he forgets everything he promised. Men mean well, and they think big, and usually they can't live up to what they've thought. Most men have this weakness that they're always thinking of what they'd like to do, and what they'd like to do is within the realm of their imagination, but when it comes down to it, suddenly there just isn't enough time to get all the things they wanted to get done. And men are always like, what are you so upset about? I meant to, I wanted to, I should have, I could have. It didn't work out. No, you never have things that don't work out. And the woman's classical answer is, no, I don't plan to do a million things on a Friday afternoon when I have 2 hours left. So this is a classical weakness that us men have. That we're overachievers. And so we're not. We don't even achieve what we should achieve. another area of weakness is that men and women will often sit down and discuss how their marriage could be better, and then they'll make these grandiose plans how it's going to be better, something similar to the plans every person makes before Rosh Hashanah about how this year is going to be better. And then we find ourselves next year, Rosh Hashanah, with the same plans all over again, ready to start again. So the Mishnah teaches us a personality trait we have to develop. Hevei shakut, to be diligent. And one of the key points in being diligent is to remember that tafasta merubeh lo tafasta. Chazal always taught us, you try to overachieve, you don't achieve anything. The key is to try to achieve small steps, but to achieve them. Take small steps and achieve them. And sometimes it's better to sit in a conversation between two spouses and say, okay, I will not be able to make you happy in A, B, C, D, E, F, G. But I'm willing to take X, Y, Z that I'm going to work on the next 2-3 months. And that's my responsibility, and I'll work on that. I recognize that I'm wrong in A through G. You're right, I have to work on it. But how many things could I work on at once? It's more realistic. Let's take 1, 2, maximum 3 things that will work on these 2-3 months, and the rest will swallow. And let's hope that we succeed in those 2 or 3 things. Now, I always tell husbands, wives don't have this luxury, but I always tell husbands that when there's something that they're working on, I recommend when you come home from yeshiva or work, wherever you're coming home from, don't go home. Go to a nearby park, go sit on the bus bench, and think for a minute. Take 2 or 3 minutes to catch your breath and think, what pitfalls await me when I get home? What are the sparks that usually ignite our arguments? And how am I going to get around them? Everyone knows that you can walk home telling yourself 10 times, I'm not going to fall into that rut. It's like you promise yourself before a phone conversation, I'm not going to say that line, I'm not going to say that line. You're into the conversation, you say that line. And you tell yourself, wait a second, didn't I say I'm not going to say that line? Didn't I say I'm not going to run down that road? So if a person doesn't just tell himself I'm not, a person stops and thinks, wait a second, how do I get there? Why does this usually happen, and how am I going to ensure it doesn't? What do I have to ensure it doesn't happen? What attitude should I have in order for this not to happen? So my recommendation is, before you come home, stop, take a breath, think. One of the weaknesses us men have is that we expect to come home to a castle. I'm the king, this is my castle, so I should have peace and quiet when I come home. And in Judaism we view it the other way around. You're coming home to your second job. You're coming home to work. You're coming home to build. A beautiful home doesn't get built on its own. It gets built with a lot of work. That means you walk into the house, you switch your clothes into your work clothes. And it's very sad that in our generation, people think that the big rabbis don't do this. There was Rav Ullman from the Badatz, Eida Haredis. You think that they're very big into the wife does her thing, the husband does his thing. Anytime you'd walk to his house, he'd be with an apron and gloves on. When he was home, he was working, helping with the housework. He was a big rabbi on the Hasidish Eida Haredis. You guys know what the Eida Haredis is? It's the Badatz, the of Meir Sharim. Okay, but he knew that his wife needs his help when he comes home. That's what he does. When we come home, we're getting ready for our second job, our more important job. And it's a job, it's work, it's investment. So the key here is to be diligent and to take things that we work on and stick to them. And in order to be diligent, very often we have to focus ourselves. One of the weaknesses that us men have is time management. We could sit on the internet and lose a whole night and then wonder why we're knocked out the next day and we weren't productive and we just feel like we just spent a few minutes. No, we didn't spend a few minutes. I was just taking a break. You weren't just taking a break. You wasted 3 hours. Let's be realistic. So, diligence involves a certain amount of planning. And Rabbi Elazar teaches us to be diligent in our learning of Torah, to have set time and to review what we learn and have set reviews. But diligence is a trait that every person has to work on developing. Vida, and you have to know what answers to give a person who does not believe. Very often a person is in Machon Meir and he's all inspired and everything seems so true and clear and he's ready to rush forward with life. And what's going to be when you're sitting at the Shabbos table and your son's going to ask you, well, why do you believe any of this? And why'd you leave Christianity? Or why aren't we atheists? It's not enough that a person feels. A person has to know that for the sake of his own home, a person has to have some answers. There's a reason why there are so many classes here in Jewish philosophy, in Jewish thought and understanding. A person has to know, it's not enough that we just feel. The Mishnah says, Vida, and I want you to know what answers you would give if a person would challenge you. A person has to work things out for himself, and that's part of our growth. The truth is that our actions stem from our feeling. And in with regard to ourselves, our feeling is much more important than our understanding. Because feeling really defines how we behave. If you feel connected to the Torah, then you behave one way. If you feel like keeping Shabbos, you keep your Shabbos one way. And when a person doesn't, so then it looks different. The truth is that our feeling really do define our actions. But that's not enough. We have to know, the Mishnah demands of us, Vidda. You also have to know, Mashet Hashiv Lapikovus, what you'd answer a person who denies the truths of the Torah. Vidda, and a person also has to know, Lifnei Mi Ata Amel. Before who are you working? Person sometimes says to me, why do I have to do all this for her? You're not doing all this for her. You're building a good home. It's one of the mitzvos. There are three partners in the home, you, her, and God. Don't forget him. He's a central part of the ingredient. He's a central ingredient. He's a central part of the cake here. Da, you have to know, lifnei mi ata amed, who are you working before? A guy, he says, why should I always be giving in? What do you mean? So you're the one that's keeping the marriage going. But why should I? Because there's a third ingredient. It's called God. He's here too. And even though right now you feel like she should be giving in, so what? But if in order to make this work you have to give in, so fine. So that's what it takes. So give in. And who's the one looking at your work who will pay you when you complete your work? Again, that's the same idea. Us men know how to start the work. He says he's going to pay you pe'ulatecha, for your complete action. Pe'ula is not melacha. Melacha is work. Okay, I did my day's job. No. We're paid for the pe'ula. We're paid when we've finished our work. There is an aspect where we have to accomplish something. It's not enough to have tried. In certain areas, we have to accomplish. The next Mishnah says, Rabbi Tarfon Omer. Rabbi Tarfon says, Hayom katzer. The day is short. V'amlacha meruba, and there's a lot of work. V'apalim atzerim, and the workers are lazy. V'asachar arbe, and there's a lot of pay. And the owner, the boss, is pushing. He wants his job done. And then he gives us another Mishnah which balances out all of this. He would also say, you don't have to think that your job is to finish it all. But you're also not a free man to free yourself of the work. If you learned a lot of Torah, they'll give you a lot of wages. And you could have confidence in the one who's hired you that he'll pay you your wages when you finish your work. But you have to understand that the pay is in the world to come. Don't expect it to be hunky-dory in this world just because you do what's right. So the Mishnah says the day is short and there's a lot of work. People often are out of breath. They tell themselves, is everyone working as hard as I am? How come I'm working so hard? How come I never have a minute to breathe? Everyone's working hard. And the Mishnah told us that it's a short day with a lot of work. It's a short life and there's a lot we have to accomplish. And we have to do our best. That's the next Mishnah. You didn't finish? Okay, you did your best. But we do have to do our best. Hamlacha meruba. There's a lot of work. We're never at a point where we can rest. That's it. I made it. I'm a good person. Now I can just continue being like this. We're always looking to move forward. We don't have to be pressured about it, but we do have to look to move forward. Hayom katzel. The day is short. Life is short. Hamlacha meruba. And there's a lot we have to get done. And this has to be a part of the home. Meaning, we often discuss the importance of having a balanced home. Where I've often told the example of the family where one year they have a TV and the next year their adamant TV is the worst thing in the world, and a year later the TV's back in the house and they're going back and forth and the kids turned out all messed up. Because they're all confused, there has to be consistency. Consistency does not preclude growth. Now, growth doesn't have to be in huge things, growth could be in small things. I remember there was a family who made Aliyah and then they moved to Yerushalayim. So when they moved to Yerushalayim, someone told them, I don't even know if this is true, someone told them that the minhag here in Yerushalayim is that women don't wear sandals without socks. I don't know if it's true, but this family decided after a year or two, they're taking that on themselves, at least when they go to the old city. When they go to the old city, they'll wear socks. I'm not saying it's a right thing, it's a wrong thing, it doesn't matter, but it reflects a nice thing. that the whole family is focused on how can we move forward. It was difficult for the women in the family to wear socks. They always were used to wearing their sandals without socks. That's what they did in their yeshuv or kibbutz, wherever they came from. Now, they moved to Yerushalayim. It was still difficult for them. So first they said, okay, we'll do it when we go to the Kotel. We'll do it when we visit the old city. And later on, they decided they're doing it at home too. When they leave Yerushalayim, everyone takes their socks off in the car. Okay, that's also fine. But at least there's a focus. The house is trying to move forward. It doesn't have to be in big things. So some families try to add a little bit of learning at the Shabbos table. One Dvar Torah, one Halacha. Small things. We don't have to accomplish the world. We don't have to finish the whole Medrash Rabbah on the Parsha, all of Rashi on the Parsha. That's not our goal. But we have to keep thinking, okay, how are we going to move forward? Hayom katzel, life is short, from Lacham Ruban, there's a lot of work to accomplish. Vachoalim atzelim. And we, the workers, are lazy. Very often people complain, it's so hard. We have to know if we're complaining, more than likely it's because we're lazy. We are. We're not taking good advantage of our time, and we're lazy at the end of the day. Proof of the pudding is, it's too long. V'asachar arbe, we have to know that there's good wages to be paid, and the one on top is more pressured than we are. Meaning Hashem is rooting for us more than we're rooting for ourselves. Balabayit doche. He wants what's good for us more than we want what's good for us. And even so, we have to remember this balance. Lo alecha hamlacha ligmo. You are not responsible for finishing the work. You're not free to free yourself of it. You have to keep plugging at it, but you don't have to reach the finish line. Sometimes the key is, I partook of the marathon. I got sponsors and I'm in the marathon. So fine, do I have to win? No, I don't have to win, but I have to try. And that's one of the key points in life. Very often people are pressured. I didn't finish Shas by my 18th birthday. I didn't finish Tanakh by my 15th birthday. I have a million things I didn't accomplish yet. At this age, I thought I'd be married with kids already. At this age, I thought I'd know the Parsha with Rashi already. People have different goals. I thought I'd be on my second million at this age. But okay, we all have our aspirations and our goals that have not yet been realized. Person has to know, lo alecha hamlacha ligmo. You don't have to finish the job. But you're not free to free yourself of it. We got to keep trying, and that's a balance. It's on the one hand, it's motivation, and it's on the other hand, it's the capacity to be happy, even though I didn't make it to the finish line. All too often, we look at that goal, and when we haven't realized that, we can't be happy. And one of the rules that Judaism teaches us is be happy along the path. Don't say I'll be happy when I get there. I'll be happy when I'm married. I'll be happy when I have kids. I'll be happy when I have a good parnasa to support those kids. I'll be happy when my kids outgrow the stage that they're keeping me up all night. I'll be happy when my kids stop being teenagers. I'll be happy when I finally find them a good shidduch. Oh boy, I don't have my kids anymore. How could I be happy? Life can pass us by that way. Every stage has its source of happiness. And so the Mishnah teaches us a point which is recurring throughout Tanakh. Enjoy the path. Enjoy the process of getting there. Don't assume you have to get to the end goal. You have to be working to get there. Lo alecha hamlacha ligmo. You don't have a responsibility to finish it. But you don't have the freedom to absolve yourself from advancing in it. If you learned a lot of Torah, there's a lot to be paid. And don't worry, you're going to be paid. But don't assume that the wages are here. A person sometimes thinks, I did mitzvos, I learned Torah. I keep getting this email from a friend of mine who has it very rough, and I can't judge him. I admit, I don't mean to judge him. But he keeps saying a line that always bothers me. He has it very rough, and again, I wish him only well. But he keeps sending his email saying, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. I can't say he does deserve it. But we don't know why God does things to people. The whole book of Job is about Job doesn't deserve it. Right, the book begins with, he doesn't deserve it. We don't understand God's ways. I don't have the Tiferes Yisrael here, but the Tiferes Yisrael says a beautiful line on this Mishnah. He says a formula. He says, this isn't the world of wages, this is the world of tests. We're in this world to leap hurdles. The wages is for another world. It's not in this world. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, we should merit to fulfill these Mishnayot with happiness and fulfillment. And next week, Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll begin the third chapter.